I want the blowjob story.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell it.
Okay. But you need to do it in vivid detail. Make it long.
Yeah.
Vivid.
And vivid.
I think graphic as possible. Because this is going to be just an audio recording. They're not going to be able to see you gesticulating, which you do often.
Hey, so, first of all, I thought I was on the rugby team at the time. I hadn't known at the time I injured my knee. So I called my buddy, and by calling me, I Facebook him. His name's David Altman. So I say, Dave. Actually, that's not his name. So I say, Dave, let's go to this rugby party. And so we're going to this rugby party, and you know, I'm chilling with these rugby people. And I'm like, this is great, I have a beer, and I'm outside. And all of a sudden, this girl starts calling me cute. And I'm like, wow, that's never happened to me before. Women never say I'm attractive. So I was like looking at her, I was like, she's kind of attractive in the sense that, like, her breasts are massive, but in the fat way. And she had a nice face and pleasant hair. She was wearing a hat, or my hat, later. So, and then she kept calling me cute, and eventually she went to kiss me, and I forget exactly what I did, because my other friend had moved away, but not Dave. And I forget exactly what I did, because I tried to erase this from my memory, remember? But I just sort of accepted it. And then all of a sudden, it just, images in my mind, we're just making out everywhere, in the party, against a tree, but she had to pee, and it was, like, sloppy. It was really weird. It was kind of strange. There was a lot of saliva and everything. It was kind of weird, and I just felt wrong doing it, but I kept going it because of the part of me that only... Because, you know, I feel like there's two parts of me. There's one part of me that forces me to watch pornography every month or so, and then there's normal me, which wants to find a relationship with a loving woman and make kids. So the other part of me was in control. So I was like... So I couldn't do anything. It was weird. It was like I was living a dream. So she had to pee, and she peed in the school. And then... Not outside of the school. And then I thought she'd blown it off at some point. So I went randomly down the street, because my friends then told me, Adam, you can't make out with a drunk girl. I was like, I didn't know that. She was calling me cute. She was seducing me. So I was seduced by this girl, basically. Because technically I was seduced by her. Okay. So then I ran around the street. I was like, where is she? 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 And I didn't know where she was. And it turns out she was with a friend. And so at that point, we were like, let's go to the bar so I can get drunker and this can become more right than a dirtier. So we're walking the street and she's like trying to like suck on my fingers and lick my hands and stuff. And it was just weird because I had this weird expression on my face and I just wanted to like ignore it. I didn't want to like embrace it. I wanted to drink more and then feel right about it. So we went to Dizzy's. We were grinding and making out, and that was weird, and I had drinking beer, and it was weird, so strange. It's weird and strange, and I mean, I enjoyed it, because I enjoyed grinding. I mean, see, because when I went to Electric Zoo, I realized my drug wasn't like cocaine or ecstasy, it was grinding up against women, and I enjoyed it so much. So, we're grinding, and then we're walking back, and then we're looking for places to make out. Which feels weird, because this is where the part becomes a dream. Now, we're in the student center, and I have to pee, and I don't know where the bathroom is. I was kind of drunk at that point, because I thought the handicap sign was the bathroom sign. But it wasn't. So I went to the bathroom, and then we were making out on the piano bench, on the couch, and that's the point where I started, like, getting to second base with my mouth.